what's going on, guys? We are live right here on Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. I am your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Ready to chop up game, but before we do, let me play a quick commercial. Hold on.
Get ready, Atlanta and surrounding areas. Get ready, Atlanta and surrounding areas. King Flex Entertainment proudly presents Mid-Slide Live in Concert. Coming to the Center Stage Theater in Atlanta, Saturday, December 22nd, 2018, 7:30 p.m. Whenever I'm with you. Is bringing the funk party to Atlanta, performing songs from their critically acclaimed album, Egyptian Musk. Also performing special guest, the APS. Atlanta, don't miss the funk party, concert event of the year. Get your tickets to see Mink Slide live in concert with special guest the APX at Ticketmaster.com. For more information, go to MinkSlide.com.
Oh, goddamn day.
Wait a minute, that real ass commercial.
Hell yeah. That's going to be on the radio stations at B103, all
hey,
that shit. Yeah.
I fucks with that. What?
Hell
that's
yeah.
That's real official.
Wow. We're going to be out there showing the fuck out in concert.
Man. People was asking, I'm not just saying this, Tariq. Over the weekend, this guy hit me up, a couple people, but he was kind of adamant about it. He was like, what's Tariq email? Because I need you and Bree to be on that tour when he go.
Girl,
I swear to God.
That's all my DM is about.
Man.
Tariq, don't believe us.
Man. I don't know what y'all do. What would y'all do on this?
A two-step or two.
Oh.
We will.
As clumsy as you are, Layla.
No, I know. When
I'm Netta Lagoon. What y'all, what's up?
I'm going to do a two-step away.
We're going to be your Kardashians. Just show up and look just, nice.
Exactly. But yeah, the tickets are going to be on sale on Ticketmaster this week. So y'all check
yeah.
in.
Oh, you on
that.
Ticketmaster?
Yeah.
The
we're
hell?
Doing this shit for real.
I said center stage.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we introduce you?
We'll
introduce you.
No, you might drop the fucking mic, Layla.
Tariq.
She introduced the wrong name. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jeremiah. Layla. Anyway, this is Layla, guys. What's up, Layla?
Hi, how are you?
And over here we have Miss Bree. Somebody said Bree looked like Mary J. Blige.
Always. Why do I look like Mary? She got the blonde hair.
I know. I know.
I'm like Sideshow Bob right now.
Man.
Terrible.
Oh, man. So what is going on, ladies? What's happening? First of all, how's your week been? How you guys been doing this week? Bree? Yeah.
Hectic, nonstop. I've been all over LA this week.
Doing what, dear?
Working. People were in town. Friends were in town.
Your mama?
Friends were in town.
Like who? A boyfriend?
Uh-oh.
No. Like friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
What y'all do?
We, lunch, dinners, like things like that. Nothing real.
A guy?
Too fancy.
A girl?
Uh-oh.
What's up? What's up?
Bree being real vague.
I know. Yeah,
it sounded like somebody called it was a dick flight that flew in. The way you talking. Yeah. You're being real vague. Some friends, some associates.
A fucking tiger.
Yeah.
Like, what's a man and a woman? I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. You got a little glow about yourself. That's what
y'all
we were
keep
saying.
Keep talking about this little glow.
The glow. You know, I don't think it's Maybelline. I think it's something else.
Hey, I found a new skin cleanser.
Oh, my God.
Oh, glow head ass.
Somebody said, address this woman's head, Tariq. Are we talking about Layla? Y'all do not go in on Layla. Layla, explain what's going on. They're asking questions.
Okay, let me explain. I explained this to Tariq when I walked in. My hairdresser was supposed to do me some braids this morning at 8:30 a.m. However, she pushed it back to 12:30, but I have to be here by 2. So I didn't have time. So this is the emergency wig. I cracked the glass, opened it, and boom. This is all I got. It's clean, though. It may look crazy, but it's clean. My other wigs were dirty.
It smell like Febreze. She Febrezed her wig.
Yeah,
so I
just learned that. They put fabric softener on their weaves out
Yeah,
here.
We washed the wigs in fabric softener. So, yeah, my shit looks crazy. This only wig I had, y'all. So, yeah, that's crazy hair. Y'all deal with it for the day. I know, goddamn, y'all gonna be killing me in the comments. I don't give a shit. I'm dealing with it. The shit looks like terrible, but I'm telling you, who cares? Like, right now, I'm
it don't look bad. I mean,
it don't look bad. It
Tariq don't look... and Bree like it, so that's what I meant.
Yeah, it don't look bad at all. They
fuck just y'all.
I know, they talking shit. Leave her alone, goddamn it.
Layla looks like she got in a fight with a cheetah.
Ismbot, you ain't shit.
Oh, you know what came up last week too.
All right.
Go to hell.
Now, Bree, what's happening out here in the news?
Oh, I don't even know. It's too much shit going on in the news. Whew. This is me trying to deflect.
Uh-oh.
Clearly.
Because I'm lost.
Okay? Let's go to Layla. I mean, yeah, let's go to Layla while Bree gets it together.
No, I have something. I have something. Go ahead. So, in Black Girl Magic News, Taraji P. Henson launches a foundation in support of confronting Black mental health.
That's good, because we need that.
Okay. We do.
We don't discuss that. So,
The name of the foundation is called Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, which is named after her father. Hmm. And she named it after him because he fought in Vietnam. And he came home to PTSD.
Yeah, yeah.
And he didn't have any emotional support, any support from the government, you know, no way to really deal with it. But something that she said kind of stuck out to me. She was like, you know, I have these conversations. I talk to my white friends and they talk about how, oh, you don't talk to anybody about your issues. I go see my shrink every Thursday at 7 o'clock for 2 hours. And she was just like, you know, I never really hear Black women or none of my Black friends say anything like that.
Yeah.
And so, but for a long time, talking to a shrink was very cliche. Mm-hmm.
What did you say? Did you, everybody in the room was like, Pete. PTSD. What did you say?
PTSD.
Okay, so
I might have said PTSD.
I think she says almost.
Okay, okay.
It's PTSD. Everybody's
correcting in the
about.
Chat room. Like a P and an STD. Oh, hell no. Hell no.
PTSD.
You know? PTSD, y'all. Y'all know what she meant.
They knew what I meant.
Niggas always gotta be corrective. All right. But y'all understand what she's saying, guys.
Have y'all seen a therapist before?
I haven't seen it there. Have you
really?
Seen it?
I have.
You went to a therapist?
I have too.
Really? What the fuck? I got two what crazy motherfuckers up in here. Oh, Lord.
And this is why we don't like
certain. No, I know. You start clowning people. Because no, but what did y'all need therapy for?
What did I go to therapy for?
They don't know.
No.
Go ahead.
Layla.
No, I just went because I've been through a lot with my past relationship, and I just felt like I need to talk to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you get a lot off your chest?
I did. You know, niggas will drive you straight crazy. So yes, I'm just were. Saying. Yeah, that was the only reason, really.
And what'd you go in for?
It was stress induced. It had something to do with a man. A lot of me working a lot. And being sexually and racially discriminated against.
Mm.
And also being a victim of sexual harassment.
Oh, damn. Oh.
So, damn. Yeah. I had never experienced it before that. And it was like, that was some deep shit right there.
Oh,
so
damn.
I needed to go talk to somebody about it.
So, shit, these dudes are taking women to the damn clinics out here with psychological issues. I mean, damn. And not that that's a psychological issue, but are dudes that really that stressful out here?
You know, and it's not out, just in the world.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Oh,
world,
yes.
Out here in the streets of the world, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There's some good ones, but you definitely got to weed. Who is some weed? The weed now is hardcore, man.
Right, and the women in the room like, hell yeah.
Yes, yeah, that shit is real.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. Now the news of the day, guys, y'all know about Bill Cosby.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what's popping today, no. Man. Bill Cosby is going to jail today.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
What you think?
That's a hell of a thing. Number one, my personal thing about it, in the whole Me Too movement, there have been 219 people in Hollywood and politicians accused.
Yep.
Most of them white.
Yep.
When you leap over 200 people to get the black dude, I have a problem with that.
I have a major problem.
Forget about Bill Cosby personally. Bill Cosby says some questionable shit that I don't like, but I'm just talking about law and I'm talking about equal law. Don't jump over 200 people and then make this one guy the poster child of rape, which he was not convicted of rape.
Exactly.
That's the thing people don't understand. They keep throwing rape, 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 drugging, rape, rape, rape. Bill Cosby is not going to jail for rape. That's another thing. Listen to all the lies people are kind of mixing in. What they'll do, they'll put all these people in front of the courthouse to make a farce and act a fool and yell rape this and rape that. Bill Cosby is not going to jail for rape. I want y'all to understand what he's in jail now. They got him walking around in handcuffs now. They just released his mugshot. Bill Cosby is going to jail for offering that white woman 3 Benadryls. That's what it is. He offered her 3 Benadryls, and that's drugging her.
So what is the charge?
What is the charge? Help me in the chat room.
Because I know he had to register as a sex offender.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe.
Right. They really dumped a lot of extra shit on here. They talked about he's going to violate young women.
Wow.
And he gave somebody 3 Benadryls.
He gave a woman 3 Benadryls, which she admitted. She admitted that.
Did she ask for the damn Benadryl? Like, what the hell?
She was like, he had 3 pills. I don't know what they were. And he offered them to me. It's not like he drugged her.
Right.
She took them on her own.
Grown-ass woman.
A grown-ass woman. Yeah. And this man is going to jail for 10 years for offering a woman an over-the-counter drug. People keep talking about this Quaalude shit. See, they deliberately mix up the message. The media keeps talking about Quaaludes, 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 and then you hear about drugs in this case, but we're talking about an over-the-counter drug. So they've mixed in a lot of bullshit with this case. Somebody said that the charge is sexual assault.
Right.
And she changed her story several times. She changed the days. She changed the narrative. It was proven that she was still corresponding with him after the alleged assault. So this was fuckery all day.
Yeah, I feel like if you're still talking to somebody that you claim have assaulted you, that should throw the case all the way out.
Absolutely.
And certain evidence 100%. Wasn't allowed in the court. Certain things weren't even allowed in the courtroom, like the fact that he, you know, all the great things that he did, all that was kept out of the courtroom. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, but they were also lying. They were just in court just telling flat out lies. They were using doctored audio tapes. They were just,
because I'm like, so which woman is the person? Because is it the one with the like crazy hair? It was a couple women. It was a more butch looking one.
That was the one, the butch looking one. Okay. Andrea Constand.
Okay.
You dig? But what this was really about, and I was talking about this on Twitter, this was really about the system of white supremacy getting a big black person and making an example out of them. When you can do that, that will get everybody else in line.
Yep.
You dig?
The crazy thing about it, though, is you getting a big black person, and the black community, we don't have these. I mean, I guess you do. You don't hear about it on, you know, such a grand scale. But you, when you hear about shit like this, it'd be the others. Like sexually assault, sexual harassment, things like that is usually from a white or, you
of
know
course,
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's never really like you hear about any prominent black people doing it every now and then. You know what I'm saying? So they just,
what about
I think
everybody
they try to
else?
The narrative.
What about everybody else? Like all the white guys, like Harvey Weinstein and all these other people.
I think
people.
They all waiting.
Yeah, they're not going to do shit to Harvey Weinstein. They're not going to do shit
you
to him.
You don't think so? He was the biggest.
He was the ring.
Do you know there's much bigger than him? I mean, much more people doing stuff worse than him.
Because the Catholic.
We're just talking about Hollywood. We wouldn't even have to get on the Catholic Church. We don't have to get on there. That's a whole different thing. I'm just talking about Hollywood.
What's his status?
Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. I mean, they charged him. He ain't about to go to jail.
Wow.
They're not about to put him to jail.
Is he awaiting trial?
I think they're awaiting trial, but they're going to cut some kind of deal with this dude. He's going to get off.
Why
but you have people like Kevin Spacey that they done accused him of raping boys.
Mm. Yeah.
Remember, they accused Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
Raping a damn dude. Another actor back in the 80s. And, you know, Charlie Sheen out here allegedly spreading AIDS.
Yes.
You dig? He ain't seeing no damn jail cell. AIDS, crack, all types of shit. No jail cell.
He's definitely supposed to go to jail for spreading AIDS.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, these people in Hollywood are getting all types of passes, and they're jumping over them to get to the black person. And I keep asking folks, if this is not about race, why aren't all these other people going to jail? And nobody can answer that question. I keep
1,000% about race.
Oh, 100. Yes, indeed. And they keep saying, well, maybe someday and hopefully the others. And that's the thing. When it comes to punishing white people and black people, the punishment is very different. When it comes to punishing the white people, well, it's all vague and sketchy. Well, someday and hopefully and maybe soon, it's very vague. When black folks are it's time to punish us, it's a very specific
very
date, nigga.
Words.
September 25th, your ass going to jail,
going
nigga.
Down.
On this date, right after I get my Starbucks, motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
Why they gotta reprimand them today? They couldn't even say, okay, come back and turn yourself in. What the hell?
They didn't even let him get bail. They tried to do that. And denied this man bail. Still no bail. You get no bail for giving a motherfucker some Benadryl. You dig? So, and I say this to black folks. This is very important for us to understand. Unfortunately, Bill Cosby spent a lot of his life denying white supremacy. He was one of those guys later on in life. He was one of those black on black crime type of dudes.
He was an OJ.
He was one of them
OJ. I'm OJ.
Yeah. Mm. And as black people should learn now, that doesn't pay. These white supremacists will still turn on your ass. You might as well speak truth to power, because being a coon or talking coon talking points, that's simply not going to save you out here. And Bill Cosby is a great example of that. So we got to stop being afraid to call out the bullshit, family. Anyway, what else is happening out here? Layla.
Oh, man. Okay, so I really don't like this because, I don't know, I just don't like to see us fighting over some BS, especially when they're both successful. And I'm talking about the whole Cat Williams thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys seen the Breakfast Club interview with Kevin Hart.
Yep, I
saw it. He responded to the whole Cat Williams thing, because, you know, Cat Williams went on the Breakfast Club and was basically saying...
No, B-103.
B-103.
We
got to
correct,
Layla.
Yeah,
he went on B-103, and he was basically saying that he didn't think... Like, Kevin Hart deserved everything that he had and this and that. So Kevin Hart basically responded and said he was kind of mad. Like, he went on his interview on the Breakfast Club. He was kind of mad. He was like, look, now, you know... Cat Williams want to say that Tiffany Haddish not, you know, she not talented and I'm not talented and you fucked up your own career by doing drugs.
Yeah,
and Mike Epps fucked up their career by doing drugs. You had a chance. This should be you right now, but you fucked it up. Mm. You all, and
Kansas,
he said
Bank speech.
Yeah, he said he said you always want to talk about the white man, this white man there. You had a chance.
Yeah.
So what do y'all? Okay, so then after that they went on Twitter. They had a little Twitter little rant.
They did.
And basically. Kevin Hart said something. Oh, no. Mike Epps got into it and was like, look, Kevin Hart want to say this and that, but at the end of the day, he's just a gatekeeper for the white people. He's a gatekeeper. Mm. He let in the niggas he want to let in. You nigga, you not in. You at the gate.
Damn.
Basically,
damn,
right?
Damn.
And so then Kevin Hart went back and was like, look, nigga, you're not even good enough. Go back out in the field.
Oh, hilarious, hilarious.
So what do y'all think about that?
Man. Yeah, what you think about it, Bree?
You know, Kevin, he did have some good talking points on that radio show.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
You know, what he said about Cat Williams, that was very true. Like, you, I definitely 100% think he messed up his own career. He had the exact same opportunities. But this little beef between these three, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, Mike Epps don't have nothing good to say about Kevin Hart and vice versa.
Yeah.
And it's just like, y'all are part of the same... Fucking like
your peers,
this is the
like,
right, like
you're black,
exactly
in the same field.
So now they want to, yeah, nah. But if somebody is a porch and somebody is a field, and that's where it comes to always
slave
in our
mentality.
Community.
But you know, the comedy community, you know, they're very competitive.
They are.
They're very, very competitive, and they always kind of snipe at each other. So there's always been that, and in black comedy, the general consensus is a lot of people, I think there's a lot of animosity low key towards Kevin, because a lot of black comics think, okay, Kevin ain't really that funny.
Why, he's a, though?
A lot of black comics say that. That's a, and I've talked to a lot of black comics, and a lot of black comics have said this publicly. And a lot of it, a lot of them look like, okay, this guy, you know, they chose this guy to be the top guy when there's so many other people who are funnier than him. So there's a little...
You know, sometimes I don't think it's about you being funny.
I think
it's about... Are you good for this movie? Are you marketable? Kevin Hart is so... fucking marketable.
He is a marketable guy.
He's
absolutely
just marketable. Yeah.
And he's a branding genius.
So they're looking at it from a money standpoint. They don't give a shit if he's funny or not.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart doesn't care if he's fucking, if you think he's funny. He's making bread, and there could be a little jealousy there.
Yeah, and the thing about Kevin Hart's comedy, his comedic approach is always the same across the board. That's what, like, at first, when he first jumped out the gate, he was funny as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But six, seven, however many specials later, however many Netflix specials, however many movies he's done, he's always the same across all movies.
Okay.
Yeah. But a lot of people in comedy say, well, he's white people funny. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
That's what, you know, he's funny to them. And that's, you know, they like his comedy. They like his comedy more. They're like, Cat, I think Cat is funnier.
Cat is so funny.
Cat is funny. And a lot of people look at Cat. Cat can go sell out an arena without any kind of mainstream push.
Yeah.
So he has more of a grassroots thing, and people look at that as a more pure form of comedy.
Yeah.
But I don't think that should be a reason to hate on Kevin, though. Yeah. I, you know, we can give them both props.
Everybody could get their
Can get theirs on.
It's enough room,
right?
Guys.
There's enough room. Jeez. There's enough room. So I understand both sides, but I wouldn't hate on Kevin just because he's more successful.
Right.
Again, it's Hollywood. It's their shit. They're gonna pick who they want, and we just gotta respect that part of the game.
Yeah.
Unless we build our own comparative mechanism to Hollywood, you know.
And I really think they just need to knock all this shit down, do a movie together, hug and kiss and get over it. Like,
people would love that.
They just need to get together and do something, because it's out of control.
Who's your favorite comedian, though? If you really think about it, who is your favorite comedian
right now? Mike Epps is real funny to me.
I love Mike Epps.
He's top three.
My top two is, I love Mike Epps, and I love fucking Marlon Wayans. I love Marlon.
Girl, back.
Marlon, no.
Marlon Wayans is so important to me.
Marlon Wayans.
Now, he white people funny.
Yeah. Because I've tried to rock with some of Marlon's stuff, and it's
I like Marlon, and I like D-Ray Davis.
D-Ray is hilarious. D-Ray. You don't like D-Ray? Because he's a Chicago dude.
D-Ray is funny, man.
You what, like what, what, Bree?
I've had a few run-ins with D-Ray and saw how he act in real life.
Oh,
how does he act?
He a light-skinned nigga. Like, he's
funny?
Hell yeah.
D-Ray Davis act funny?
Yes.
Like,
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah, you too dark. Don't look at him. Don't even look. Don't come in his space.
Oh, damn.
D-Ray, bring your ass up here and tell some jokes.
You too dark for him to sit next to, girl.
Make a little Oreo cookie.
Lord.
It's kind of funny, but I don't like when you meet somebody and they be like,
damn,
that.
I know. That's disappointing.
Man.
That's disappointing.
Man, but Marlon Wayans, he's funnier in movies to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, have you seen his hilarious show, his NBC stand-up show?
I haven't seen the show.
It's fucking hilarious.
Okay, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, but his stand-up is now, his brothers are funny, like Damon.
His brothers are hilarious.
Keenan like and Damon.
I love Marlon Wayans. Maybe he's just cute to me, but.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
What do y'all think? And a lot of people criticize Tiffany Haddish. And I love Tiffany Haddish.
I think she's funny.
I love Tiffany Haddish. What do y'all think about Tiffany Haddish, her comedy?
I think she's great.
She's a very, very raw.
Yeah.
Very, very raw approach to comedy. And I think only certain people can really appreciate that.
Right.
Why do you think some people say she's not funny, though?
You know what it is?
Because
she got put on, her role in Girls Trip was the ratchet homegirl.
Okay.
So now that's how Hollywood wants to see her. So now the problem now is she's playing that ratchet girl role every time you see her.
Right.
She's kind of playing it up now. And now it's like, okay.
It was funny at first, basically.
It's like, let's not morph it into a stereotype, because them eyes start bucking just a little bit. A little bit too much. A lot of times when black folks do something that kind of catches on, then it becomes, what you talking about, Willis? And then it becomes a cat. It becomes the whole Negro Dynamite!
So do you think, like, she could have came at the execs like, hey, you know, I appreciate that you love, you know, what I do, but what if I wanted to change my comedy up a little bit? Do you think she has the room right now to do that? Or do you think she kind of got to go
She got to get her foot in the door.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she has to get her foot in the door, and hopefully she can, because I've seen some of her. She's funny.
She's really funny. Ratchet in real life, though.
Yeah.
Am I lying?
Yeah, I never met her,
I don't
know.
She seems like she's really ratchet in real life.
Right. She's just being herself.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, she can
kind of diversify her comedy.
People
just be hating. She cute, she funny, and maybe some of the other comedians. I do feel like comedians are very competitive, and they be looking at you sideways. Like, what's that comedian that came up here?
Aries.
Aries,
yes.
Yeah.
Aries,
like,
very funny.
When he was telling, like, the stories, like, the different comedians, how competitive they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy shit they be doing.
Now, who do y'all think is the funniest female comedian?
Ooh, this is hard.
I'm not saying this because I know this girl, but her name is Just Niche.
I knew you was gonna say her.
She is funny as hell.
What's her name?
Just Niche.
I never heard of her.
She's funny. She is funny.
She's a newer comedian. She's out of Chicago, and she made Kevin Hart special. No, right. And I was thinking that, like, I've watched her on a special and was like, damn, she's really funny. I went to high school with her.
Okay.
And I don't remember her being this funny in high school. We had a lot of funny motherfuckers in my high school. So, you know, those people stood out. But then I went and saw her when she came here at the Comedy Store. Mm. I'm talking about, out of everybody, it was like 7-8 comedians. She had people like rolling on the floor laughing. Like, she's hilarious.
I got to check her out. Just Niche.
Yeah,
Just Niche.
I follow her. That's how I know.
I got to
The funniest female comedian there is, Samore.
Samore is
funniest damn hell.
She, you know who her talking points are too much.
She's like not that. I don't know.
You like Samore?
Samore funny. Don't she always talk about sex?
She's the same.
Like, sex
thing.
Relationships.
Yeah.
She talk about that. She alright. You know what?
Is y'all might not.
I still like Monique though. I know people don't like her, but I like her
Monique.
Comedy. I think she's funny.
When the last time she did a stand-up?
I just like her in general.
Did y'all hear about Will Smith doing a stand-up? He opened for,
he's funny to me, too.
But stand-up?
Yeah, I know.
He just cute.
Who did he open up for?
Dave Chappelle.
He opened up for Dave Chappelle?
He opened up for Dave Chappelle when they were at the Hollywood Bowl.
Damn. I forgot that about Dave. Recent. Man, that's Dave. My nigga. Now, that might be not my number one. Dave Chappelle, my number
Dave
one.
Dave's not that funny to me.
You crazy, bitch.
God, they about to tell
you
me up.
Oh, shit. Oh, they about to get brief. I see the pitchforks.
No, yo, I fucks with Dave.
He's funny.
He's funnier than
me. He's my number one.
Though.
I totally forgot about him. I watch his stand-up all the time. He's funny.
You know, now, speaking of Will Smith, you know, it's his 50th birthday today.
It is.
Shout out to Will Smith.
Happy birthday. I love you.
Did y'all see on Twitter, what's her name? Garcelle Bouvez?
Yes.
She posted a picture of her in a movie or something kissing Will, like, this is a big kiss for you. And somebody
said, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. This is and folks were like, oh, damn, that's what you. And they were like, Jada's going to get you or something. She was like, yeah, bring it on or some shit.
What?
Like, oh, shit.
It's all in good fun,
though.
I hope. You could tell it was all in good fun. Then she had to put out a rebuttal statement like, hey, guys, I was just kidding. I don't want no smoke with Jada.
Jada might invite her over.
Exactly.
That's it. What y'all trying to say? Y'all saying Jada like Taco Tuesdays?
No, I'm saying Jada and Will look like they might have fun. And that's why they didn't been together for 20 years.
Man, that's funny.
Yeah.
Man, what else is happening out here? Layla.
Where you just went to me?
I'm going to you again. I threw a curveball to your ass. Boom.
Wait, hold on. I ain't ready. I had to pull it up.
Layla over there scratching that blonde fucking wig. Thinking she off the hook. No, you're not.
Oh, my wig is too tight. Okay, this is kind of weird. Okay.
Hold on a second. Fatima.
It is. It's
funny. Fatima, please turn the air on, dear.
I like your hair.
Yeah, it's cute.
Fatima, come say hi to everybody. They want to see you. What you got the air on, Fatima?
85.
God damn. Y'all don't understand. Y'all see why we be looking oily and greasy? That's sweat. Fatima be in the office.
She don't got her sweater on right now either. That's how you know it's warm in here.
Exactly. What's the degrees outside?
What's the degrees? It's 80, only like 85.
85 degrees.
Yeah.
And Fatima being here with no air on, with a fucking coat. And some Ugg boots. It's so hot in here. My God. All right. Bree, what else is happening out here? Wait, did we get to your point?
No.
Let's get that point. I was having a heat stroke for a minute. But go ahead to your point.
No, long story short, it's have y'all heard of a rapper net called Lil Xan? Because I haven't.
Lil White Boy. What? Lil Xan.
Lil Xan. Yeah, like, even Tariq, no damn. I don't know who the fuck he is.
But he a pop star.
He's a pop star. He knows what everybody is now. Lil Xan, well, he was hospitalized. Now, let me tell you what. This nigga is blaming being hospitalized off of eating too many hot flaming Cheetos.
That is possible.
And that's the little white rapper, right?
Yes.
Lil Xan. Yeah.
How is that possible, Bree?
He probably was hanging with some black folks. ain't used to that shit.
The same thing happened to a girl that ate too many Takis. She had to be hospitalized. It's something that they put in on those chips for them to be that hot that you're not supposed to eat every day and in excess the way people do.
Really?
Yes.
This fool looks like he taking drugs, though. I think that was a cover-up. I'm like, your name is Lil Xan.
And you're going to try to drug addict?
Yes, allegedly.
His little white taste buds couldn't taste all that spice and seasoning. That's what it was.
Somebody told me that, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of white people can't take all that spice.
Oh, he's white, so maybe that's what it was. Because I eat a whole hell of a lot of hot Cheetos.
No, you don't.
Well, I mean, not anymore when I was younger. But when I was young, you eat all that
like
stuff.
Your ass eat like a bird. I had a piece of granola in it.
That's why I'm like lightheaded right now to eat shit. I'm like, oh, God.
White people can't. They can't. They don't. They're not used to them spices. They go to too many soul food restaurants, and then they get a diabetes test. Oh, fucking God, I'm having palpitations, dude. Fuck those fucking collard greens. You're fucking too much. Give me some Splenda, please.
I will not partake in this.
So, Bree, what else is happening out here, dear?
Man, the Navy is going to be mad at Miss Rihanna. I don't know when she's going to have time to do no more music.
What's she do?
She's just been named an official ambassador of Barbados. And she is very excited about this position. Like, she can't wait to get there and go to work. So they gave her this title because of, you know, her philanthropy and how well she represents the island and how much she comes back and gives back to her home, her hometown or her home island. But I mean, damn, Ree, you got lingerie, you got shoes, you got clothes, you got makeup.
Is she moving?
Where is the music?
Is she moving over there though?
No, I don't think.
But no, you said the Navy. What does the Navy have?
Oh, Rihanna Navy.
Oh, okay.
That's her,
okay, okay,
like
okay.
The Beehive.
Yeah. Oh, that's what they call it.
They call her fans the Navy.
What do they call Mariah Carey? Mariah, they call them the Lambs, right?
The Lambs.
Yep. They have a name.
Yeah, all
these pop divas got
their
group.
Who are you going to have?
I know. What am I going to have?
Yeah.
I need my crew to be called something.
Yeah, you need to have something. What are we called?
The Mink Chancletas. Ain't that Spanish for slides, flip flop? The chonclepa.
I gotta
have a name. The
Mink Slide Gators or something.
Yes.
Yeah, we gotta have a crew, and we gotta have one for y'all.
The fans love y'all, man.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
What should be the ISM Angels? What should the crew be called?
Yes. Perverts. No, yeah. Because y'all be saying some crazy stuff, man.
I know.
I still love y'all, but y'all's freaks.
Man.
Wait, Tariq, are you
the ISM Angel Predators? What?
Damn.
Y'all niggas be all up in the DMs doing the most.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
No, I was saying it's a Billboard is doing this new thing, and it's the first year they ever did it. It's called the R&B Hip Hop Players Event.
Oh,
right?
Really?
And I wonder, is Tariq going, they're honoring Meek Mill, Coach K, and like a lot of R&B executives that are in that arena, and Billboard is doing, it's kind of like, if you think about it, kind of like a lightweight BET Awards, but it's
like
for
the
Billboard.
Award.
Instead of doing the Billboard Music Awards, you got your own little R&B hip hop. And since Tariq was on Billboard,
yes.
I'm just wondering if y'all gonna invite my man to the award show.
I'm
sure
he'll
look
be
into
there.
That.
Yes,
I look
yes.
Into
yes.
That.
They
yes.
just
have
a front seat.
Yeah.
With that hood, with that fur around
hell
that bitch.
Yeah.
You need to look into it. It's on September 22nd, so you need to get on that today.
It's September 25th, yeah?
Yeah.
Of next year.
Oh, shit.
September 22nd. Oh, is it? No, it's this month. It's
go to hell, Layla.
Layla,
it's September 25th.
No,
what day is it?
It's September 22nd. It's in 2 days.
Today is
the
25th,
Layla.
How many times we got to tell
you? I said September 22nd.
It's the... All right, guys.
I'm out.
Okay.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Okay, hold on. Let's take time. Let's take time, family. Look.
Today's September 25th.
And Dubai.
Okay.
It's the 27th, guys.
27th?
Yes.
You kept saying the 22nd.
No, the 27th.
I just watched your mouth
say
the 22nd.
No, September 27th.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I got it out. I haven't eaten, you guys. It's the 27th.
Don't blame that on no damn food.
Layla got some wig particles in her mouth, and it's making her tie tongue, and
her
she's not saying
way
a word.
Too tight. You got to say, hurry up and go get your
fam, braids. Y'all heard Layla say 22nd.
Y'all. Look, it's going crazy.
They're going like, oh, Lord.
They're
just going nuts.
At you like,
no, I think I was saying the 27th in my head, but it was coming out the 22nd,
man,
so my brain
gotta,
wasn't catching up
gotta,
with my mouth.
Yeah, y'all got to.
But it's on Thursday, Tariq.
They got to know each other.
So we're going to get on this. You're going to have a flight out tomorrow. You're going to
attend. And where is it going to be?
It's in New York, so you need to go.
Oh, my God.
ASAP.
Lord, Isambai, what you got to say?
Layla, crack is whack.
He said crack is whack.
Crack
okay.
Is whack. Her hair looked like the one Whitney Houston said.
I know.
Crack is whack.
What the hell?
Crack is cheap. Let's get this straight. Crack.
Crack is cheap.
I smoke the good stuff.
Oh, that was so funny.
Oh, my
Lord.
God.
That was hilarious.
Oh, shit.
And what was even funnier, when they were interviewing Bobby, they were like, well, Bobby, are you on cocaine? They said you're on cocaine. He was like, no, it was a cocaine-like substance. I'm like, what kind of denial is that,
cocaine-like.
Man? Like, that nigga said that it was cocaine-like.
He was mad at Whitney for that interview, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Said,
my God.
Cheap.
Oh, Lord. Bree. Hold on, wait, let me play. We gotta do a throwback to that clip. Hold on. I gotta find that infamous clip. For those who don't know about the Whitney Houston original crack is whack. Who was that? Who was that?
Layla Thirst Trapping.
Oh, the Layla Thirst Trapping in the video.
Don't go on my Instagram today, guys.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
Yes, go to
Yes. Hold on. Where's my sound? Where's my sound? Hold on.
That's why I went ahead and just did a video.
The bones. That's real. Yeah, my bones. Yeah. I'm 5'7" and thin. I can understand what you mean.
But that's not just thin.
No, what is it? Diane, tell me. Do you know?
I love how white people be trying to, you know, say shit and instigate and be bringing it up. That's not just thin. What is it?
Oh, my God. They play too much.
It's scary thin.
I can believe what you feel. I can believe that. But do you really know? Do you really know?
No, you know.
Thank you.
Anorexia?
No way.
They've written.
Playing down.
You know what I love? Whitney be reading, used to read the hell out
there.
Hell
their ass yeah. Hell yeah, like, you do.
Excuse me.
Because see, with us, they got to try to make us do all types of confessions. There's drugged out white actors and actresses all over. You don't never put them on the spot like that.
Demi Lovato, are they going to say that to her?
Really? They don't never sit up there and well, is it crack? They don't never do that with them. Hold on.
No way.
Bulimia?
No way.
That it's because of drugs?
No. Mm-mm. Now, I grant you, I partied. But there have been times when I know I was going through a lot of emotional stress and my eating habits were awful.
Whitney dying, crack rehab fails.
First of all, let's get one thing straight. Crack is cheap.
You're right.
I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight, okay? We don't do crack. We don't do that. Your crack is whack.
That's right. Tell her ass, goddamn.
It may be.
That's my no goddamn crack dry snitching up here. Shit. And speaking of Demi Lovato.
Oh, my God.
Did y'all see the her drug dealer was doing interviews? Did y'all see that?
No.
Man, the dude was on, they had him on TMZ, like, well, yeah, I didn't sell her nothing. What I sold her wasn't, you know, I don't know about no overdose. I mean, he was doing interviews, and people were like, why the fuck is a drug dealer doing interviews
and not being arrested?
Right, and then I heard,
damn drug dealer.
Didn't later they put out a fake-ass little warrant for him? I don't know what they did with it, because so many people were complaining.
Yeah.
Why is the drug dealer doing fucking interviews?
Yeah, like glorifying.
TMZ has no chill.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't have no fucking chill.
Man. So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Let's see. Okay. Did you guys, okay. And I want to ask you this question after I talk about this. So, Kanye West is a little mad.
Yeah.
At Nick Cannon. And, he's mad at Nick Cannon. He's also mad at Drake a little bit.
Yeah.
So basically, Nick Cannon went on an interview and he was telling the interviewer, like, yeah, you know, because he used to date, he dated Kim Kardashian before anybody, before Ray J, before anybody. Nick had it first, actually.
Yeah.
So he was basically explaining, like, because they asked, oh, you know, did Kim have any surgery? He was like, not when I was with her. I told her, don't ever get surgery. Like,
yeah.
Because her body, like, it was weird to me because she was, like, a white girl, but her body was, like, crazy. But that's how he said it. Like, he was like, ooh, she was fine. Like, he was doing all that shit, right? So Kanye, that didn't sit too well with him because that's his wife now. So is that appropriate for a dude to be like, oh, yeah, all that, you know? Or should he have just said, you know, yeah, you know, just kept it light? Is that a big deal? Is Kanye overdoing it?
Yeah, Kanye is overdoing it. Kanye is overdoing it because, I mean, Nick dated her, and it wasn't an inappropriate. I mean, that's somebody asked him a question. He just answered the question.
He's like, ooh,
he
was
so
doing
let Mama
looked at
Peanut
the video.
X pop up on doing interviews.
What you going
to
do?
Talking about, ooh, she was so thick. She used to do this and do that. You gonna be trying to find that mother.
Yeah. What about that, Tariq?
But ain't a bunch of niggas like that. That's the thing.
Well, okay, right.
You dig? That's the thing. Kanye knew what it was with her. He knew she had some bodies under the belt.
She did.
You dig? And Kanye, that's what he's really mad at. And let me play the clip for those who don't know. This is Kanye.
With my spirit, now that I'm about the sunken place, I can think and I could just be yay and just express how I feel. There's a couple things that I want to address. First of all, I want to address Nick Cannon. Like, I understand that you used to date my wife, but, you know, you get in an interview, don't mention my wife. If someone brings my wife up, you say, hey, I respect that man. I'm not speaking on that. Don't be making no suggestions like nobody fuck my wife. Now, the next thing is, with Drake.
What are you talking about? Nick did fuck her.
Yeah, right. He definitely did.
Yeah. And what, what's the deal with Drake? I couldn't really comprehend too much of what he was.
Kiki.
That song was about Kim Kardashian.
About Kim.
So
supposedly,
this is what I'm hearing. So did Drake smash or he want to smash?
Supposedly, allegedly.
So that's what it is. It's like Drake is hinting that he smashed Kim.
Yeah, well, but this is on a more recent kind of hint type of situation.
Oh, okay. Like he did it recently.
But just like amongst these later days when Kanye was a part of the picture. So.
Oh damn. Well, let me.
Yeah, I told you that. If I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have had the thoughts to... Hold on, this train going by.
Did you see how he admitted to being in a medicated state?
Yeah. And by the way, that's the coon train. That's the coon train going by.
That is the L.
No, nah, that's the coon train.
If I wasn't in a medicated state, I might have thought and had the wherewithal to say... Hey, Pusha, don't diss Drake on my beat. And I
I'm trying to. Why do people think that he's talking about Kim Kardashian?
That's her nickname. That's her nickname.
Her nickname is Kiki.
His nickname has always been.
All her sisters call her Kiki.
They all call her Kiki. Oh. They've been. If you watch the show for years,
they've been calling her Kiki for years.
Kiki or Keeks. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't watch the show, so I did not know that. Yeah. Oh. Okay.
And Drake's not denying it, and that's why he's mad. He was like, he's not saying that he did, but he's not saying he didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's bothering Kanye. The thing is, he's up here with Kim, and he's reminded every day of dudes trying to get at her, or dudes hinting that they got at her, or dudes who've actually got at her. I mean, if Kanye's in the car listening to the radio, he has to hear Kiki, are you with me? If he's looking at TV, he turn on Wildin' Out, he see Nick. He turn on Love & Hip Hop, he see Ray J. He turn on the football game, he sees, what's the dude? The football player.
Oh, Kim. I forgot she used to date him.
The football
Reggie
player.
Bush.
Reggie fucking Bush. She turned on a basketball game. You see that light-skinned nigga she
damn,
was.
Damn, I forgot. Yeah. Damn, she wasn't.
Kim had motherfuckers in every field of the game. So Kanye is feeling a certain way about that. And he Kanye. That's why Kanye went over to Wyoming. He don't know where to go. He's hiding. He's going to Chicago. He's trying to escape. He don't know where to go because all these dudes in his head.
I think he's trying to get back to where he came. His roots.
Yeah,
I
he
think.
Did. He tried to go to the sunken place.
He said he's out. Like, for you to admit, admitting is the first step.
Man.
And he admitted, like, that he was in a sunken place.
Chris Humphreys. That was the husband's
name. Chris Humphreys.
Have you guys paid attention to how much his Instagram, he's like, really invested in the Instagram and social media right now? Like, he's
Kanye?
Posting, yeah.
Really?
He has an Instagram page. You guys don't follow him?
I don't. I don't know. Kanye I follow West. Him on Twitter though.
Yeah, his name is Kanye West on Instagram, and he posts a lot. But he also recently brought up a topic about how people are committing suicide due to not getting enough likes.
And he what?
Yes. Damn.
And that's true.
No. What?
That's true. People probably won't say it, but people have real ass issues. You never gotten into
it. Why
would you
care about a fucking like? If you like,
girl,
this shit,
I've seen so many friends get into it about somebody, or like a girl and a guy and they in a relationship and the likes are not being distributed correctly. Like, that shit will break up a friendship, a family, a home.
I need an example, Bree.
I can't give you an example, like, but I've seen it happen.
Like, man. Okay, what's the argument of the likes? You said you see people get into arguments.
Oh, or like, you didn't like my picture, so I'm not liking yours. Or somebody don't like somebody's pictures, they'll unfollow you or block you for that reason.
God,
that shit is real life.
Petty
so
as fuck.
He said they needed to have a live stream meeting with Jack Dorsey, Kevin Systrom, Mike Krieger, Mark Zuckerberg, and Evan Spiegel. So these are like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. All of these are like owners, CEOs, or people that sit on the board of these companies. And he wants to talk with them about taking the number away from the likes.
No, that's
taking
just
the numbers away and changing the word followers to observers.
Okay, Lord. Good Lord. No.
People, let's stop being just, so sensitive.
No. We can't accommodate every fucking nut job out here whose mind ain't right.
Y'all don't see social media getting worse and worse.
Of course.
Like,
Social media is just a reflection of society. Just, you know, you got a bunch of goofy motherfuckers. You got sane people. You got sick people. And what happens is that they use the platform of social media to exert the shit that's already there. It's not social media making a motherfucker want to kill themselves over a like. That's something that's already going on with that person.
Right.
So it's not, they can be on MySpace and have the same bullshit. It doesn't matter the protocol of the social media. We shouldn't go around changing things just because of certain people's insecurities.
So let's talk about, you are a person that has had over 100,000 followers on several platforms.
Yeah. Yes.
So when that, if someone strips that away from you, someone takes that away, someone hacks you and knock all your followers out, you got to start from scratch.
They're going to follow them again.
They're going to follow you again. But yeah. It doesn't always happen. Like, right, you see people like literally begging.
Right. Because look, I had, the White Supremacists had one of my YouTube channels taken down. I had damn near 100 subscribers on that. They took it down.
100K.
I had to get another channel, build the likes and build the viewers back up. But people will follow you if you just, because I don't be giving a fuck.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I don't even be looking at my followers. Sometimes I just look at my front page. I'm like, oh shit, I got 140,000 people following me. I don't even be thinking about that shit. But some people, they take that to heart because that's their life.
Yes.
You dig? I have a life outside of that shit.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. These people, that's, this is their life.
Yeah.
And you know, and other people watching them and like, oh, I can do what they do. I aspire to be what they are.
Right.
And that's what, I think that's the point he was trying to make, like,
and that makes sense because you do have a lot of people who are just known for the Instagrams and
YouTubes,
the only thing they're known for. So if you get that taken away, it's, you know, they feel a certain way.
But I don't think they should take away likes because, like you said, some people do that for a living.
Yeah.
So I think that's how like people know how to like, oh, you know, I want
no,
them
not
to
take away the like, take
no,
away
but the number. That's what I'm saying. Oh. So like they'll say, oh, Brie gets so many likes, we're gonna use her to promote our product. Like, how are people supposed to do that?
Yeah, people make a business.
People do that off of like, they contact you off of like how many likes you have.
But that's still kind of like, why you can't just like me because of who I am and like what I bring to the table?
Because they feel like you can promote their product.
Girl, you can pay to get somebody to like your shit
with a mass quantity,
and you could pay to get somebody like your shit. You could be horrible at whatever you do,
right?
Yeah,
like that lady. Y'all saw that lady sign languages and
that wasn't that funny.
Wait, what?
This lady.
she
does. You know how on the news when they're giving a news conference or whatever, and there's somebody doing sign language.
Oh my god!
They had one lady. Was this in Louisiana somewhere? Where was this?
No, no.
The lady told them, "Well, I volunteer my sign language services." So she was up there doing sign language while these white, it was a sister. She's doing sign language while they're talking, you know, and she's just going in. And somebody said, wait a minute, this bitch ain't saying nothing.
She ain't saying nothing.
She's just talking gibberish.
What?
Nothing that she's saying is making no sense. All the deaf people were like, hey. They were going on.
And allegedly she does this. Like, she offers her services
and
go and BS through the
shit. Why did she do it?
Probably so she can, because she'll do it for free. And then, no, she'll probably do it for free and whatever. And then some other people hire her. She'll go, look, I just did this over here. So hire me to do it over here.
Right.
You dig? So she gets, she's finessing.
Wow.
And some deaf people calling up in there. And no.
You so wrong. Oh, you so wrong.
He's going to hell.
The deaf people went off on this bitch.
Damn. That's y'all shooting.
That's a funny finesse, though. That's a hell of a finesse.
Damn.
Did y'all see the finesse? It was another finesse where this white dude was talking. He said that he has Down syndrome or something. Mm-hmm. And he was hiring women to change his diapers.
Oh, yes.
You hear about that?
I did.
This dude was acting like he had Down syndrome, and he was finessing people to come wipe his ass and balls.
Yeah.
You dig? On some pervert shit. What shit wrong with this nigga?
They couldn't tell? I thought you can kind of tell a little bit.
But I guess he was acting, you know, he was kind of acting like something was wrong with it when it wasn't. So,
so stupid.
So motherfuckers were doing the most out here to get their goddamn finesse on.
He was just trying to be a freak?
He was being a freak, basically.
Oh, my God.
That was
God.
His way to get women over there. To take his clothes off and wipe him up and all that shit. Is the game that dry for motherfuckers to have to go to shit on yourself to get somebody to wipe you up? My God.
It is pretty bad out here, too.
It is real bad out here. It's horrible out here. Layla, what else is happening in the streets?
Let's see what's happening in the streets. Okay. You know what is crazy?
Stalin. Go ahead.
No, you know what's crazy?
Go ahead.
Guess who's coming out with a book?
Who?
Let's see. What's her name? I just had it.
God damn. Lady.
Hold on. It's right here. I'm looking. Okay. So Nas's baby mama, Carmen, she's actually coming out with a book called Life After Child Support.
Oh, Lord.
What do you think
life
about
after Chisup?
Yeah. She Lord. Said basically because, like, when you hear about celebrities and they have to pay, you know, the baby's mother and, you know, they kind of get used to it. They kind of get content and all that stuff. And she's basically spoke about in her book when she was, you know, raising her daughter, she never had to work a 9-to-5 or anything. And I guess, you know, after the checks stopped coming, she had to kind of get her life together and really figure it out. And this is for, like, all the mothers that, you know, have child support and checks stop and what you gonna do and stuff like that. And the book is, you know, it's $5.99 and it's kind of a low price, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, actually, it's $4.99. My bad.
God damn. There's no big interest into, you know, reading what an ex-baby mama.
I mean, you never know.
Who ran out of child support payments. What, yeah. What's she going to say?
What she's going to say, but she is definitely writing this book. I don't know. I wonder, is Nas, does he care, not care? I don't know if she's putting anything personal in this book, but she's definitely putting the book
out. Yeah, because she already wrote a book before. Y'all know she wrote a book talking about her messing with Jay-Z.
Oh, that was her.
That's Carmen. Yeah, she was talking. Wait. And she's real extra. She was like, I'm the hip-hop Helen of Troy. They were all fighting over me. Well, stop.
She's okay. They was fighting over you?
Yeah, it was that type of thing.
Wait, this is before Jay-Z got with Beyonce?
Yeah, of course. Speaking of baby moms, you know, that show Black Ink Chicago, the guy who owns the shop, what's that guy's name?
Ryan Henry.
His chick.
It's Jeremiah's baby mom.
Right. Right.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Rachel.
Right. Yeah,
it's his baby mother.
Yeah. And I heard that Tiana Taylor brought her on stage and
was giving
her a lap dance. Jeremiah and Tiana Taylor, they got like a beef going on
because
they want a tour. Do you know what's going on with that? Because I heard some shit. I ran into Jeremiah's producer when I think I was in Atlanta. I ran into him and I heard some things. What have you heard?
I think it was a power struggle
for
the tour because I believe Tiana was opening for Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, she was taking over the crowd, like really, really doing her shit. And
yeah, that she has a good show. She has a good show.
And I think it made him a little uncomfortable. So I think it was just a power struggle at first, and then it got personal, and then he started coming for her and saying some shit on like online.
What did he say?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was a while ago. But then she strategically went and got Rachel out of the crowd and did the lap dance, and it was like in the midst of their little beef or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah,
because I thought she was tripping for a minute because she was going off on him and like, he ain't promoting the tour and he this and he that. Because I'm looking at it from a business standpoint, Jeremiah, he has more hits than her. You know, he has a lot of hits on the under his belt. So that would be the reason why he would be the headliner. But she was like, I ain't no headliner. We co-headlining. So, yeah I didn't know what the whole thing was about.
But what was it? Were they really co-headlining?
No, she was opening for Jeremiah.
Right, she was opening for him.
It was placed like that. But then whoever was promoting the tour was okay with, like, kicking Jeremiah off of it because she finished it by herself and added somebody to open for her. She added Danny Lee to open for her. So,
yeah. Man.
Then she brought Drea up on stage and lap danced her ass, too.
Who?
Drea.
When she came
to L.A.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
damn.
That was a pretty steamy little segment. Oh, shit, you ain't seen no clips of it? Oh, yeah, she got down on their ass.
Man.
Well, she said she likes, she said she liked girls and stuff.
Yeah, Drea's too, yeah.
Oh, Drea too. She's openly said that?
Drea?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I know. I know Tiana said that, but I didn't know Drea said that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
Man. Well, now, what's going on with Jeremiah? People keep talking about, like, he's difficult and people want to fight him.
I have heard that.
You know,
what's going on with Jeremiah?
I don't know. I was when I did the video with them, him and Ty Dolla $ign, there was some, like, beef going on with Jeremiah there, too.
God damn.
Like, between him and the guy that produced the song was Young Berg, which he ain't the best person to work with either.
Oh, God damn. Jesus.
But they were kind of beefing, like, going back and forth. They say he is hard to work with.
Really?
Damn.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know if he feels like he's accomplished enough to cause problems wherever he goes or something, but
wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
But you can't stop that man from making no hit. That's one thing.
He got hit records.
I know his songs more than him. Like, I heard so many Jeremiah songs on radio, and I'd be like, who is this? Jeremiah? But I never even knew what he looked like for the longest. I just heard his music. Yeah. I knew his music, but I didn't know his music is almost bigger than him to me.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, because he's featured with a lot of people. That's the thing. He's on a lot of people are featured in songs with him.
Right.
So they haven't branded him that well.
And it's because he don't think he really likes fame.
He doesn't do. He's very like introvert acting.
Yeah,
you know?
Really? I met him before. He cares for the fame.
Very quiet.
He would rather be in the background and shit. But then they have they make you. You know, you have to do videos and you have to do appearances. But that part, I don't think he really cares for.
And that's interesting that some people get into the industry and they try to be real low key, like the girl her.
Why do you say try? Like, some people really just have a passion to do something and want to, you know, do that, but don't want all the shit that come with it.
I'm like, well, how you doing a concert and you hiding?
Yeah, like,
be low-key in the glasses and shit.
Yeah, the lights be low. She be covering her mouth when she's...
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this
chick? She might be shy and, like...
That
shy?
I think that was a part of her shit.
Okay.
So she gonna come out.
That mystery thing. Yeah. And she's bad. She's a very talented sister.
She's very pretty as well.
Yeah.
Because if she walked down the street, I would not know who she is.
Yeah.
We don't know what she looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Because all I know is that her big hair and glasses. So what if that's a wig? She takes the shit off and she has regular braids.
Oh,
geez. I would be like, who is this bitch? We'd be right next to her in the grocery store. Yeah. And I didn't even know it.
Man, anyway, it's time to get up out of here.
Oh, so soon?
Yes. It's been a goddamn hour.
People talk so much shit about us only being on for an hour.
But shit, we be having
shit to
do.
I'm like, how long do y'all want us to sit on it?
I know.
Jeez. You know, speaking of short shows. Insecure.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I wanted to talk about Insecure today.
Yes, let's talk about it. Let's get on it.
Yeah, talk about
Let's get on it. And I like Insecure.
I start watching it, guys, but I'm
Layla
not.
Layla don't be watching shit.
I start watching it.
Layla,
yesterday's episode.
Okay, go ahead.
I watch Power. That's it.
Yesterday's episode was, the title of it was called Obsessed Like.
Yeah.
And it basically featured Issa being ghosted by her new boo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And her turn into a fucking crazy stalker bitch.
Yeah.
And that is all black women. Like, can't nobody say, and I say this very loosely, I've never done it.
Not you ain't got no ghost page.
You're missing what I'm saying about ghosting.
Yeah.
Not to the point that she did it, but so she's dating this new guy, Nathan. They've going on like in the span of 2 weeks. They've dated a couple times. They slept together, like spending quality time. And a couple days go by, no contact whatsoever. Like, kind of like what you were saying earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No contact whatsoever. So this is ghosting. Like, you are in heavy communication with somebody, and then all of a sudden they just disappear.
Oh, that does happen.
Mm.
Why? Mm. Why don't men like to communicate and say, this is what I have going on.
Please.
I'll either be back or this is it.
Please.
It's different reasons.
Please.
Usually, you know,
guys do that a lot.
They got another chick. That's the main reason. That's the main reason. They got another chick. The other reason, niggas out here got to grind, getting their little money up, and they ain't really trying to talk to nobody. You know, when you focus on your grind, you ain't really trying to, you know, get it in like that. And another reason, niggas just ain't really interested.
Right. But here's my thing.
Yes.
Communicate that. Hey, I got this bitch over here I'm dealing with. I'm going to go do that.
Because the thing is, if you say that, then you got to explain and all this. You don't feel like doing all that. Like,
you
don't
explain.
A lot of dudes don't feel like, well, I ain't interested because of this. And then you're like, wow, how come? I didn't do all that. You don't want to go back and forth. So you just kind of, niggas just kind of going to do their thing.
So how I feel, which I was talking about this on my live, is that when you ghost on someone, you leave them in a space of questioning if it was them, if they were good enough, what went wrong. So it takes a person way longer time to get over shit.
And this is the problem I have with y'all women when y'all talk that shit, because y'all be ghosting niggas and y'all don't be giving niggas closure.
You know what, Tariq?
Yes.
I agree with you on that. It does go both ways.
Yes.
Because I be doing that shit to people.
Yep.
I ain't gonna lie.
Y'all,
I be doing that shit.
And the
I'm
thing is,
lie.
Y'all ghost niggas for little shit.
You're right. You're right.
Little shit. This nigga wiped his nose wrong on a date. Yo, oh my God. Delete this nigga number. Yeah, just little shit. Niggas like, damn, where you at? Well, I thought we had something special. You don't want to say.
Yeah.
You don't want to
like,
say.
Your breath stink or some shit like that.
Like, nigga, well, your lineup wasn't as crisp as it should have been. You don't want to say nothing
that's
superficial.
Very true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So y'all be ghosting niggas for real little reasons. That. And dudes do too. Sometimes dudes are like, okay, we had a cool day. She all right. But, you know.
That's exactly how y'all say.
But this is what, I've never been completely ghosted. I've been like, okay, this is what has happened to me before. So I'll be talking to a dude, we'll go on a date, and then I won't hear from this nigga till like 3 months later. He'll hit me up, we go on another date. It is just, that's how it is. Like, it's so sporadic, but he keeps waking himself back up.
So
that's why I know he likes me. So I can't even include this nigga got a girl.
Yeah.
So what he does, what he's basically doing is when his girl's out of town, he got, or he'll try to plan something with me like 2 weeks in advance, like on October 38th,
yeah.
or well, 38th, yeah. it's not really, October 31st or whatever, he'll make up a day that's like so far, I'm thinking, okay, maybe his girl's going to be out of town that day. But yeah. I asked him, I said, do you have a girlfriend? And he blatantly keeps telling me, he's like, I told you no.
So now do women appreciate men telling them the truth at this point?
He said, like, I told you no. And I said, okay, I got to go with what he said. The nigga said no, so it's a no.
So on the show Insecure, a lot of people are trying to speculate, why did he ghost her? What's going on? So what do you think it could be? Because they're going to probably reveal that in the next episode.
Yeah, because the next episode is the finale. But yeah. the reason I'm so confused about his ghosting is because he's still active on Instagram.
He's still active on social media.
She has a connect to him. So Molly was like halfway, Molly, which is her best friend, was halfway dating his roommate.
Right. Mm.
And so they showed up at his house and she got on some crazy stalker shit and like went in his room, was going through his stuff like real random, but he wasn't there. So I have no idea. I have no idea why he ghosted.
Yeah. I gotta watch this.
So that's gonna be the final
part. But he light skinned with light eyes. Yeah. So
you're trying to say he's acting light skinned?
Hell yes. Oh, that could just be the reason.
Somebody said, what if he's bisexual?
Oh, I never thought about that.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
Did you get bisexual vibes from him?
No.
And why would he ghost? Because he's bisexual if he already smashed.
Because, you know, there was one episode, remember, when Molly was with that dude and he was bisexual. Yeah. Remember that?
No, he wasn't bisexual. He just said he got his dick sucked, right?
Oh!
By a man.
What? Ain't that bisexual?
Yeah, it is. But did he? Yeah, yes, right. Because didn't he say it happened in jail and he ain't doing no more after that or something like that?
No, it wasn't jail. It wasn't even jail. It was like in college or something.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, he just tried it. He didn't like it. And she like, oh, shit.
That was it.
He tried it. He didn't
That's a
like
reason for
it.
Me to ghost your ass. Like, you can't try. You can't try nothing. Yeah.
But they had a good date, though, right? They had a really, really good
she
date.
She actually really liked him.
Yeah, but he smashed.
Did you feel like he liked her, though?
He said it. He was, like, telling her. He was gassing her up, like, oh, I really like you.
Yeah.
And then went ghost.
They was having moments. And then the messed up part about it is like, Issa, she was like, you know, I haven't opened myself up to nobody the way I've opened myself up to him. And she's like, the feeling that he gave me hope to want to be a better person.
Ooh, child.
And want to do more things, you know, really want to get up and do something with my life. And it's like, a man really can love you into your purpose or love, you know, if you being loved the right way. Yeah, you getting that right feeling from somebody, it can like put the spark under your ass to want to be a better person and do better things. So that was like a heavy hit for her. Even though they had already only been dealing for a couple weeks, it seemed like, or a month.
Is she still living with that dude? Her homeboy? Okay, see, damn, I'm like good three episodes behind. I'm gonna go binge watch tonight.
Yeah, and now she's getting, what's his name, Lawrence, on some backup shit.
Yes! Are you feeling that?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting. Yeah.
That is going to be very interesting.
That's
going to
be real interesting. So she's trying to already back up, get Lawrence as the backup fall guy.
I don't think she's doing that.
Yeah, she's all showing up to Lawrence's spot. You know what I'm saying?
No, she
went to his job. You remember on the last episode, she went to his job.
Yeah, but she wanted to meet to thank him for the opportunity.
There's always a reason motherfuckers show up. It's always, right. I came to give you your CD back. You know, it's always a reason y'all show up. I mean, damn.
So do you think it's her reaching or is it Lawrence reaching?
Well, Lawrence is, Lawrence went to church. He met that church chick. Remember that?
Yeah, but he was over her fast.
You think so?
She talk like she's in a cult versus a church.
Oh, okay.
Like, and I think that's kind of how he was like, oh, is that real? She's like, oh, I go to Bible study. I go to this. I go to that. And like 4 days a week. And he was just like, whoa.
I can't wait to go home and binge watch this. Because I'm three episodes behind. Like, I watch it, but I'm just behind right now.
Yo, you got to catch up.
Yeah, I'm behind.
And a lot of people are complaining. It's so goddamn short.
It is.
It just leaves you hanging.
The season is short.
Yeah, so easy to binge watch.
The season is like, what?
Eight episodes?
Yeah. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's short for a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll make it longer if they start, you know, complaining shit.
I don't know. Issa, I need to be on Insecure. Come holler at you.
Holler at your girl, Bree.
I need to be on so many of these situations.
Who do you want to be? Okay, what character do you want to be?
I don't want
to. Write your own character in.
Be your own character.
Yeah, I'm like, I need to write it in.
Write your character. Like, who you want to be? You want to be the friend that what?
Maybe Issa, little sister that just like, she
came from Chicago.
No, I want to go from Chicago.
Who is from Chicago?
Man. Probably little her sister. Little sister that got her shit together, you know, because Issa is kind of older without her shit together.
Yeah, she all over the place.
Yeah. All right, look, we got to get out of here, guys. Bree, what's your Instagram? How can we find you?
I'm at Bree Talks. No, let me. Yeah. I always got to put that voice on. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's Bree.Aria. It's B-R-I.A-R-I-E-R. Catch me in the wind.
And Layla, where can we find you?
You can catch me at Miss Layla Lopez, MSLAILALOPEZ.
There you go. And you can catch me on Instagram at Tariq Elite, TARIQELITE. On Instagram, go to ismradio.com to get the Ism Angels coffee table book right there. These lovely, lovely ladies.
Got this wig on in the book. Woo! Yes, indeed. Okay, don't judge me now. Lovely don't judge ladies. The wig right now.
ismradio.com.
So much better than the book. Yes, so much better.
Yes, indeed.